Like, you try to do... Let's pick up from Abaye again, okay? It's very, very fascinating machlokas here, I think.
Is it machlokas?
I think so. Well, it's not a mutually exclusive machlokas, but there's two different ideas that are going on here. Not necessarily.
What?
We'll see. Let's see. Shua, read. It's Amar Abaye. Shh. Amar Abaye. Okay. So remember I told you yesterday, this is our first introduction into an idea of a kore. We didn't see this before. And remember, the one thing we do know axiomatically is that Birkos Kohanim is done in a prompt answer style. The Shliach Tzibur prompts the Kohen by saying Yivarechecha, and then the Kohen responds accordingly. Right? It's one thing I love about it. It's like it's set up in a very formal prompt response system. What's a bias position? A bias says that when it comes to Kohanim, if the Shliach Tzibur, let's make learn it simple. Shliach Tzibur is like today, Yudi's up there davening for the Tzibur. If there are two or more Kohanim, what would he say? He would say, Kohanim, right? But if there were one, okay, the Shliach Tzibur, Eino Kore Kohen. Now again, what do we know here? We know that the Kohanim would still do Birkas Kohanim. So however you're going to define the prompt can't be a Ma'akev. Okay, can't be Ma'akev. We know that they would still do Birkas Kohanim. So if that's the case, okay, then, of course, it's very odd. Why can't he say Kohen? Okay, now, what's the drush? The drush is, Shinemar. So, Lahem, I know what the Gemara said before, Yosef, but Lahem now means something different. Lahem is referring to more than one. So Lahem means more than one Kohen. Okay, but this is very strange. This is very odd. I mean, we have to scratch our heads and ask ourselves, what's going on in this Gemara? Because, why would you say, who cares, right? Why do you differentiate between two Kohen and one Kohen? What's the difference? What's the harm in saying Kohen? I understand that they darshan out, but I mean, if they're darshaning out, they know the conclusion already. They know this is the halacha. So why should it be this way? What's Rav Chisda first? And then we'll come back and everyone can have fun. What's Rav Chisda say? If I'm Rav Chisda... Shinemar.
Mishalahem Tehe. Okay? What does Rashi say?
Kohen, start from Amor Lahem. Actually, why don't you start from Lishnayim Korek Kohanim? Start from the first Rashi there. Lishnayim Korek Kohanim? Don't worry, I'm going to mention that Tosos. I know Tosos. So you know what Rashi's doing right now? He's telling you the process of Birkas Kohanim. Because remember I said to you, where did this come from? Rashi's telling you there's a lot of information. If you're reading this Gemara Bekiyas, there's a lot of information you're missing before we get to the why. You're missing information. So Rashi's doing a favor for us and filling it in. He's saying, what happens? He's saying that when you have two Kohanim, the Shliach Tzibur, when he finishes Birchos Hodah, Hatov Shimcha Luchana El Hodos, what does he do? Kore Osan Kohanim. Not Rashi. I think Rambam says that. Yeah. Right, so that's, I don't know if you guys do that as well. The Gemara says this later on, but there's a special bracha, especially hirutz on a tefillah that the Kohanim say prior to Birkas Kohanim. It's a beautiful, it's a two-line little tefillah. What it basically says is, you're asking God that you succeed in delivering the bracha, and there's no michshol, there's no obstacle placed between you and being able to give the bracha. Okay? All right, so that's what happens. Now, Rashi then says, Amor Lahem, Nafgalan, Osan Levarach, right? So what says Lahem, we have a nafkalan that what? That the Shliach Tzibur, okay, Mazir Osan, what does that mean? Right, like he's like prompting them. He's saying it's time. Okay, it's time to give the racha. So at this point, what you would think is a corner baye, we're not defining anything, but a corner baye, what would you think? You would think that what's the purpose of the prompt? It's like introducing the Kohanim. Yay! And then the Kohanim get up there and duchen, right? You need like an introduction, right? That's how you would think the prompt is. Okay. Final Rashi, Kohen Kore Kohanim. Chaverov, Ha'omdim Lefanov. Amazing. So he says, if the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen, then he can call his fellow Kohanim, he can prompt them. But if it's a Yisrael who's a Shliach Tzibur, he couldn't do it. Again, is there still Birkas Kohanim? There is, right? It's just that the prompt to introduce them will not take place if the Shliach Tzibur is a Yisrael. So clearly that's a machlokas, right? Because according to Abaye would say a Yisrael could prompt, should prompt them. Whereas according to Chista, Yisrael doesn't. So that's why Rashi sets it up this way. It shows a machlokas. Mishalahem tehe azharazu ha-kohanim yaziru. Bam. So only the Kohanim can do the prompt. Lahem. Right? Amor lahem. Only you can say to them. I know what David's trying to say. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think what David's trying to say is, I mean, I think what you, I can put what you're saying into how we look at Birkas Kohanim today. Right? So, okay, I think what he's saying is that, without defining anything, that first step you're trying to take. So, we do know that that what's strange about how Birkas Kohanim, what's odd about Birkas Kohanim outside of the Mikdash? What's strange about it? Well, one second. Okay. Be unbiased for a second, okay? Where would Birkas Kohanim go in Tefillah? Why? Why not just say, who cares? In other words, there's an independent chiyuv of the Birkas Kohanim, okay? Right? No, I understand, but no, so they put Birkas Kohanim, right, they put it into Shmona Esra, into Chazaras HaShatz, right? And now, thematically, where does it fit into? It fits into the section of Avoda. It is part of Avoda, even though it's by the Hodah section. It's part of Avoda. But ultimately, I would never say it's naturally part of Chazaras HaShatz. Why is it part of Chazaras? Right? It doesn't have a natural association with Chazaras HaShatz. So obviously the Havmina, I think everyone here agrees with the Havmina. The Havmina is the prompt is practical. All you're doing, the prompt's a practical prompt, right? You have to say, it's time for Birkas Kohanim. So what do? You say Kohen, Kohanim, it wouldn't matter. In fact, you could even hypothetically say, they could say John the Kohen, whatever. Point is, it's a practical idea. Okay, now, but I'll give you a precedent. I love when you can find in Halacha something that's very similar to, like a similar situation that in this case, I think slides in perfectly. It's not a UPS example. Okay, so, for those people who get an Aliyah LeTorah, okay, for those people who get called up for an Aliyah. All right, so when does the Aliyah start? No. You don't need to call someone up for an Aliyah. Okay, so that's what you would think. You would think that when does the Aliyah start? When I recite the Bracha. That's not true. When, according to the Rav, and he darshes down from Ezra, when does it start? Even before that. You open up the Sefer Torah. Okay, when you open, that's why, by the way, it's critical. The Rav was very machmir about this, and I try to do this myself. That when you get an Aliyah, it should not be that the Baal Kore opens it up for you, right? That you open it up. Because the Gemara says poseach, that you open it up. Okay, so I'm not talking about Corona. Okay, so now what does that show you? That shows you that's actually it's the prompt. When you open up the Sefer Torah, you're now prompting Birchas HaTorah. Okay. But that means the prompt is being kovea now part of the very process of Birchas HaTorah, right? Again, it's the prompt, but it's now part of that sequence, okay? Which means, to put it in my terminology, it's been halachified, okay? Meaning that theoretically there could be other things that could do to prompt saying Birchas HaTorah, but this is what they were kovea, okay? So what Dardik is saying is that what they set up here by Birchas Kohanim, and it's nothing to do with Kohanim versus Kohen, right? Could have been anything. But the fact is that to demonstrate that the prompt is part of Birkas Kohanim, it can only be done with this word. Any other word would be a change in Birkas Kohanim, right? Just like by getting an Aliyah, the way to start the Aliyah is to open up the Sefer Torah. I could think of other ways, right? Birkas Kohanim is the same thing. So it's not that Kohen, that's why, by the way, of course they're going to duchen no matter what, right? They're still going to duchen. You could then say Kohanim because it's Birkas Kohanim and usually there's multiple Kohanim, whatever. There could be a million considerations. But it doesn't matter that it's Kohanim. What matters is that once they say it's X, you can never say anything other than X. Because if you did, then that would relegate it to being something practical and not fixed as part of the halachic process. That's the key. Just like nothing else in Birkas Kohanim can be changed. I can't say a different word in the Pasuk. I can't say the Bracha differently. The prompt is the same. You look at the prompt in the exact same way. That's a critical point. Not saying it's not changing anything, right? But if I say Cohen, I'm changing. I'm producing a positive. I'm saying something different. Not saying something. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't have the prompt. It's not Makev. But saying something different. Right. Okay. So why is it necessary for the Kohen? Why is it only the Kohen can do this? Why only the Kohen? Okay, why only the Kohen? So I just want to focus on that question, all right, and how where he differentiates from Abaye. So maybe he's like this. Maybe he can say, let's go back to the prompt, okay? It would seem like he's also saying that that this is part of Birkas Kohanim. But then what's the machlokas? No, so maybe it's like this. The question is, there's two ways you can look at how the prompt, okay? One way you could say is that what's the prompt doing? So Rav Chisda is going to say the prompt is actually being koveya Birkas Kohanim, meaning the prompt is the first, it's the first part of Birkas Kohanim that's expressed. I understand it's the Rabbanan, but the point is that it's the first opening of Birkas Kohanim. Now, why would I say that? Because how's the prompt set up? What happens after the Chazan says, what happens after the Chazan says Kohanim? They respond, right? So you see the first instance of prompt response takes place with saying Kohanim, right? So maybe Rav Chisda is saying that what does the prompt do? The prompt actually is Koveya Birkas Kohanim. So when does Birkas Kohanim begin according to Rav Chisda? With the prompt. Okay, so how could it be that anyone other than a Kohen does it? Right? Who else could be the person to bring into existence Birkas Kohanim? But now to go back to Abaye and modify what I was saying before. Abaye is not saying, when I say it's a part of it, what do I mean there? What I mean is, let's understand what's happening in Shemona Esrei, okay? Atov Shimcha L'chana L'hodos. All right? Stop. Now, what's happening? We're stopping our Chatzot Shashatz, right? And then what's going to happen next? Birkas Kohanim, right? So what's the prompt doing? The prompt transitions from, it's saying this is over and this is beginning. Okay, again, let's go back to the speech example, okay? Let's say, before Noah gets up for a speech, Shua's giving a speech. Shua's speech comes to an end. Then someone gets up there and says, now introducing Noah Balcony. What's that person doing? They're delineating, so to speak, from the end of that speech to the beginning of the next speech. So it's part of the process of Birkas Kohanim in the sense that it's, again, there's a subtle difference in that it's transitioning into it, but it's not actually part of, it's not Koveya Birkas Kohanim. Koveya means that Birkas Kohanim comes into existence because of the prompt versus saying that no, it's simply what's it doing? It's saying that's over and this is now beginning. So the prompt still exists. In other words, Birkas Kohanim doesn't come into existence because of the prompt, but you know the next thing to do is Birkas Kohanim. So it could be part of Birkas Kohanim without actually being Koveya Birkas Kohanim. There's a difference between the two. That's a baye. So now, one second. Now the Yerushalmi, Tosos quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, what are you talking about? All you have to know is, the Yerushalmi parakein omdim, Amrav Chista, Tzarech Shehei HaChazen Yisrael. Okay? That the Chazen, it's hafuchos. He holds that no, that the Shleich Tzibur must be Yisrael. Okay, so how would you define that now? In other words, there's two ways on Rav Chisda. Is Rav Chisda teaching us that it must bedafka be a Kohen or it must bedafka be Yisrael? It's simple. In the Yerushalmi's way of learning, Rav Chisda is much closer to Abaye. It's much more reasonable. Okay, why? Because I'd say like this. The question now is, what's happening with the prompt? Okay, so if you say, like I said before, it's Koveya Birkas Kohanim. Fine. Now, if you say that's true, so then what's the Kohen doing? The Kohen's leading it, right? He's the leader, because since it's Koveya Birkas Kohanim, he's the one leading it now. He's leading the prompt, okay? But it could be if you say only Yisrael could do it, what does that indicate about the prompt? If only Yisrael can do it, what's its function? Going back to the transition idea, what's its function now? What's the prompt doing? Why would you say only Yisrael, not a Kohen does it? What's the responsibility of the Shliach Tzibur? It goes back, it fits in much easier to thematically what we've been saying. Right, but who is it for? The Tzibur. Right, in other words, it's to bring the Tzibur into the mindset to understand we've now stopped Shemona Esrei, and now we're starting Birkas Kohanim. So the Tzibur has to know it, right? So, and by the way, that's actually, my bias, I find it to be much easier because that makes a lot more sense. The Shliach Tzibur is always what? What's his role? He's a representative of the Tzibur. That's his job. So isn't this a great expression of being the representative of the Tzibur that he's responsible for letting the Tzibur know we're starting Birkas Kohanim? Dardik is right in the sense that there is, we have to do more of the Gemara to see this, but there is this mysterious role the Shliach Tzibur plays because he's not doing Birkas Kohanim. Of course not, right? But he is involved intimately because he's the prompt, right? He is the prompt the entire time.